This episode of the Colts Corner podcast, the boys will discuss the return and the triumph of Certain Hills West School Sports. The football season has come to an end. Free agency is in full swing, so we're going to talk about that. The basketball season is now in full swing as well. New York Knicks, New York Nets, both vying for a playoff spot. A little bit of hockey, a little bit of baseball spring training, and a topic of the week. Colts Corner, season 5, episode, I don't know what episode we're on, but what I do know is we have Christian Selmayr back. He does not have wrestling practice today.
No,
I had to tell him.
For the rest of the season. Wrestling's over. Or for the rest. Over. We got a lot of spring sports over.
All of winter sports are over. Done. High risk, low risk. And it was a mixed bag in terms of results. Wrestling didn't perform the best. We did not have the greatest record, 1-5. But
that can be attributed to the cockiness of one Colin Brewer.
I think Colin Brewer's cockiness did play a factor, very overconfident.
Just kidding.
We love the kid. We love Colin Brewer. We love to have him one day.
Big Colin Brewer fan.
Big fan. But,
just
as the wrestlers call him, Colin the Hammer Brewer. Is that his nickname?
Yeah, that's his nickname given to him by a former coach who left us. But anyways, basketball.
Yeah, basketball.
Conference
though,
champions, I believe.
They are indeed. Conference
beating Kings Park, their longtime rival. That rivalry has been going on for 3 years. Yeah. Hills West has been unable to beat them.
More like Prince Park.
It's been those two teams always at the top, always vying for that championship spot. And for the past couple of years, Kings Park has came out on top. But this is the first year that the Colts were able to triumph over the Kingsmen with the talent of a couple seniors, notably Brent Bland and Zach Seltzer.
Yeah, Brent Bland, 27 points in their victory over Kings Park to push the boys to 9-0 on the season and get them the league championship.
Big fan.
Yeah, big fan. And Zach Seltzer with his own 21 points. Hills West would win 81-72 to secure that championship. Kings Park, one of the best teams on Long Island, and our boys were able to beat them, so congratulations to them. Girls basketball team.
And I believe that the boys are now ranked number one on
the
Long
The boys
Island.
Are
they
now,
all
in
Long
fact,
teams.
Ranked number one out of all
I
Long
think
Island.
That even included Catholic schools. So the fact that they're above Lehigh, which is a team that plays Bronny's team, which is pretty cool, that Hills West is ranked higher than a team that's in competition with LeBron James Jr.
Yeah, I know. Such a crazy.
What a world we live in.
Yeah, I know. What a crazy.
what a world we live in.
Yeah, crazy season for the boys. They came out on top with a 9-0 record. The girls had a bit of a tougher season, securing wins against Rocky Point, Harvard Fields for dropping, I believe, around 4 games. So that was definitely tough for them, but they showed a lot of heart. Alexa Hinkey, as always, draining threes, making tough shots. They just couldn't pull it in for a couple games, but everybody here is definitely proud of them because their determination, their desire, and they played a pretty solid season despite their record not really showing it in the end. So got to give congrats to them as well. And now moving on to pro sports, NFL offseason going on right now. Jets and Giants both wrapped up in some offseason rumors. First, the Giants, not really a rumor anymore, but Golden Tate has been relieved of his wide receiving duties for the New York Giants. Yeah, this is... I feel like this has been a long time coming, especially since last year when he had one of those outbursts where he was yelling at the camera, throw me the ball.
And then Mrs. Tate got involved.
Yeah, Mrs. Tate did get involved.
Truth. Jalen Ramsey got involved.
Yeah, it was a really...
I mean, that was different.
It was a really messy situation for the Giants. Golden Tate is obviously a solid wide receiver, but he was not content with his role of just helping the young guys. I think this could definitely give guys like Darius Slayton and
if they could be healthy for
if they could
a
be
season.
Healthy. Sterling Shepard, potentially Evan Ingram, some more. Tries at the ball. Unfortunately for that Giants team, they would probably have to throw the ball to Evan Ingram more. But Golden Tate out. What are your like perspectives as Giants
Silver
fans?
Tate.
Got him.
I mean, look, he did have some really good catches, and he actually made some like pretty good plays. But I think in the first game against the Eagles where we almost won, he had that really insane touchdown catch at the end that almost put us back to win. But he wasn't really even being used that much, and he's just getting older. So kind of just having him sitting around there on the team. But I did like Golden Tate, and he could make some good plays, but I just feel like the direction the Giants have to go, they have to go. He's not doesn't have much
he's
use.
He's too, like, under there, but, like, we need him up there, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, that definitely makes a lot of sense there. I'm not sure if the people at home, the listeners, could see your hand gestures from up there and down there, but I can
tell. Underwear?
But I can tell that Golden Tate really needs to step up to that level.
He's like one good catch per game.
And now he's gone, so
look,
there's
I
that.
Love the kid.
Yeah, me too. Someone who I fancy his game, Sam Darnold. Apparently being, well, this is not really a new revelation, but the Jets could be actively shopping him or the number two pick very soon. What's your guys' take on this? Where do the Jets go with Darnold?
I don't know. I feel like the Jets
keep
have a lot of
keep
things them. To do if they want to go anywhere. And look, I do like Darnold, but
look, I love the kid.
If moving Darnold is what the Jets need to do to really build that foundation, design their framework, and set the future, then I think that it might be a necessary move. But I'm not saying they have to. I don't know. I don't think they necessarily have to do it. I think that they can make some moves, especially with that number two pick, that they can draft someone. But if Darnold does have to go, I think that would be a good choice. But it's not the only way.
Yeah, I think his confidence is shot. I think when you're a quarterback, you have to play with confidence. And I don't think he has that anymore playing for this Jets organization.
I DM'd him and called him a king on Instagram. If that doesn't raise his confidence, I don't
know.
No,
that should raise his confidence, being called a king by the king, Christian Selmayr. I'm not 100%
His confidence
sure.
is just way too under there, you know?
Yeah, I think that he needs to step up, and I don't think he's going to do that on the Jets. I think the Jets need to go for a quarterback with the number two pick or trade for a certain Houston quarterback by the name of Deshaun Watson, who
Brian Hoyer.
Enticing case.
Brock Osweiler.
No, please not Brock Osweiler. I'd rather have
Matt
Schaub.
Matt Schaub?
Yeah, is he still in the league?
What?
Is he still in the league?
I don't know. I just remember he played for the Texans.
Yeah, when I first started watching football, he was on the Texans. So
weird, because no one asked.
No, well,
just kidding. She really wanted to hear from me.
Okay,
I value your opinion.
Thank you, Christian. But honestly, I think Darnold's got to go. His confidence is.
He's the imposter.
He is the imposter. We got to vote him out. Darnold.
Reference to the hit game Among Us.
Yeah.
Not sponsored.
I think this is his last ride. This is his last time in a Jets uniform. Draft Zach Wilson or trade for Deshaun Watson.
What about Zack Snyder?
What about both?
What if we brought in Zack Snyder? Maybe these questions may never be answered, but a question that was answered was, where will J.J. Watt go in free agency? Requested his release from the Houston Texans. Got it.
Just straight up said it on Twitter.
Yeah, and now
he's like,
heading.
The funny SpongeBob meme, I'm going to head out.
That's pretty crazy considering how impressive of a career J.J. Watt has had in Houston, about how he's been one of the best defensive players in the NFL for this past couple
seasons. I would
seasons.
Argue.
Of all time.
This might be. This is a hot take, especially with two Giants fans right here. But J.J.
No,
Watt,
he's not better than Elfie.
J.J. Watt in his prime
Get
was
out.
Better than Lawrence.
Get out. Get out.
I'm
seeing, Mr. Doc, he left that door open for a reason. He knew you were going to say something.
No,
he knew
no,
you were going to say something.
I will stand. J.J. Watt should have won the MVP that year that Aaron Rodgers won the
is
MVP.
Is J.J. Watt even a top two defensive
but
player?
But, like,
of all time? Yes.
How many
how,
seasons
who
has
Who is better than J.J.
How many
Watt
seasons has he been injured for?
Jadeveon.
How many seasons has he been injured for these past couple seasons?
He's been injured for only two seasons, and that's how. I said in his prime. I didn't say of all time.
Do you think that
we're going all time? LT is better.
Do you think he can come back at that level
no,
again or at
not,
a similar level?
He
at a,
really
at a,
can't.
At an all-pro or Pro Bowl level for the Cardinals?
No, not at all. So. He's going to be borderline Pro Bowl. He could probably give you 7.5 sacks or something
that's
like
actually,
that.
That's a good amount of sacks.
Yeah, it is a good amount of sacks.
Wait, how do you get half a sack?
What?
Stop.
That's literally impossible.
But I think, which is a good amount, but like it's nowhere near the 20 sacks that he was getting in his prime. Like people really hype him up, and like I'm sorry, like he's one of my favorite players of all time, but I think his prime is over. And I think that they need
stuff. Amazon Prime.
And apparently he left more higher, better offers from the Colts and the Browns on the table. But
did
honestly,
the Texans even give him an offer?
No, they released him.
No, they released
him.
Oh. Yeah, no, I think, I don't think they'd give him an offer. That would be kind of awkward. But anyway, but honestly, if Cleveland offered me money and Arizona offered me less money, I'd probably end up going to Arizona too. So it really,
really?
Yeah, yeah. I like Cleveland. I like everything they're starting over there. It's nothing to do with the team. It's just I'm not a fan of the city. I just feel like it'd be nicer to live in Arizona than Cleveland. So
I feel like there was a song about Cleveland.
Yeah, me too. We'll think of it later.
In Cleveland.
But now that J.J. Watt's gone, Carson Wentz is gone, Matthew Stafford's gone, what is going to happen with Deshaun Watson?
He's just going to sit out for the season.
I don't think that that's an action he'll take. I mean, I think that's
he's
pretty
extreme.
He's not playing
for the Texans.
I know he's not playing for the Texans, but we have a long way till September, and I feel like there's a very good chance something is going to happen.
If he doesn't
then.
Get traded, he's sitting out, though.
No, I think he's going to end up getting traded because...
Yeah.
I don't think they want
if we're talking about, like, last year when Jamal Adams left New York, originally the Jets had no intention of trading him. It was kind of... It was something that... They want to just work out his contract, and then Jamal started saying stuff about the owner and the organization. I think that's going to happen with Deshaun Watson. I think Deshaun Watson will just start talking about the owner, talking about the organization, saying all of this stuff to the point where they have to trade him or else it's really not going to go
over Texans
well.
Organization.
Expose the Texans organization. But
because they're really just like under there compared to other organizations.
That Josh Whedon was secretly working with the Texans.
I think the Texans
sabotage the season.
Yeah, but people are saying that the Texans are the most dysfunctional franchise in the NFL.
Right
no,
now,
no, that's not true.
Right now, currently, yes.
Currently, yeah. What?
Currently,
honestly, like, I think it might be the Eagles.
No, but I mean
they just won a Super Bowl.
Just won a Super Bowl.
They literally won a Super Bowl 3 years ago.
Well, that doesn't the Broncos basically just won a Super Bowl too. And
yes.
That was 5 years ago.
Right now.
That was five.
So two more years. That's not that much. I think that the Eagles are up there too.
No, I think that kind of getting rid of Wentz, they're like, I think they're kind of just, they're settling back. Like, all right, we know. I feel like they have a direction. I feel like they made the moves they had to make. And they at least have an idea of what the future is going to be like.
No, because they could draft a quarterback. Like, they just gave Hurts all these opportunities, and now they could draft another quarterback. Like, I don't see what's
going to... But, I mean, at least that they have, like, the option to, like, think about that. The Texans, they have, like, no
option
right
now. Well, the Texans have a lot of, like, whatever trade they make, it's going to be perceived as too little for Deshaun Watson. Because I have a theory. It's a working theory. That
breaking Seahawks just traded Russell Wilson. Just kidding.
Yeah. If you have a top five player in the NFL or in any major sports league and you trade him, it will always be thought of as not enough for that player because it's impossible to gauge a player's value
unless you get like
is as good as Deshaun Watson or Patrick Mahomes. Like, imagine if you tried to trade Patrick Mahomes right now.
Daniel Jones in the first.
That's it.
Think about it. The first
we might have to give up
the words of Sam Mendelsohn. The first is like the mystery box from Family Guy. Could be something better. Could be something worse.
Wait, what? Shout out Sam Mendelsohn.
I think we have to get a count of all the Family Guy references we've had on this show.
Yeah, we've had a lot.
Off the top of my head,
Hank Lewis.
I can think of a couple. But
Hank Lewis.
Anyway, moving on. Deshaun Watson in the news, obviously. And who else is in the news but... The Brooklyn Nets and the New York Knicks.
The Brooklyn Nets.
I think we should go for the Nets first because...
They're the better team.
No, because I have a lot to say about the Knicks.
Because they'll be the higher seed in the Eastern Conference Finals.
They will be the higher seed in the Eastern Conference and continuity matters.
Eastern Conference Finals against the Knicks.
Yeah, something like that. But anyway, the Brooklyn Nets...
Oh, the Knicks have to get up from under there and become...
Well, the Brooklyn Nets, James Harden coming back to Houston and absolutely destroying them. 29 points, 10 rebounds, 14 assists... 10 for 15 from the field, 4 for 8 from 3, 3 steals, 8 turnovers, a bit of a tough one, but still got the job done. Brooklyn
wins. He had 0 turnovers the game before and a triple-double.
All right, well, whatever. 132-114 win over Houston.
Yeah, Oladipo just kept stealing the ball.
Houston without Christian Wood. And I believe we have James Harden discussing this victory over his former team.
Yes, sir.
Took some time out of his day to come down here.
We appreciate it.
I'm excited. We got to win. We've been playing very, very good basketball. And to finish off strong like this, to go on an all-star break means a lot to us. Hopefully we can get guys healthy. KD, Jeff, TLC. And after the break, keep this train rolling. And as far as playing in Houston, a lot of mixed emotions from the fans, but knew that was going to happen. I just wanted to come out here and give him a show.
So James Harden after that victory in Houston. Now, LeBron James is obviously having a tough time in LA. Anthony Davis is out, but where would you say right now? Where do you think the Nets are? If we were to make a tier list or a power ranking of
number
the NBA,
one. Unbiased number one.
Unbiased number one.
You know what? I'm gonna agree with Nat. I think that the Nets are the best team.
You see the record. They're 9-1 of the last 10 games, and the only one of those games had Kevin Durant in it. Two games didn't have Kyrie. One of the losses in the comeback versus the Suns. Like, this team is dangerous, and now they've had Nicholas Claxton, who's been playing good his first three games, 17 points in
Someone
in
I really
want to
highlight,
minutes,
though,
yes.
Who's on the Nets, Bruce Brown.
Probably
my favorite player on the Brooklyn Nets right now.
What a guy. Defensive and he called Paul beast. George something I can't repeat on the podcast also.
Bruce Brown, actually, in our brief hiatus, had his career-high 29 points. That was a pretty cool
He's been
moment.
Hitting the three lately also.
Yeah, I like everything that he's doing. I love the kid. And
he's been playing center pretty much.
Yeah, he's a. I saw something that said that that Nikola Jokic is a point center and Bruce Brown is a center point, which I can't think of a better description of his game. But he's been playing really well. And the aforementioned Los Angeles Lakers lost yesterday in a tough 123-120 contest versus the Sacramento Kings. I believe did not have Halliburton on their roster for that game. Didn't really matter. But
what's the Kings losing streak? We jinxed them last podcast.
Yeah, we did jinx them last podcast. I hope we don't jinx our underrated player this podcast, but that's neither here nor there.
I wonder.
But LeBron did not play in that game.
Yeah. It's definitely a tougher It's definitely a tough stretch for the Lakers.
Yeah, but LeBron wasn't even playing.
LeBron wasn't playing.
Yeah, but the games
but
before when LeBron was playing, it wasn't much better.
And yeah, but
except for the one with Schroeder.
But like I was
going to
say, they were losing in the couple of games before. LeBron James thinks that they're getting into a rhythm, or thought they were getting into a rhythm. Here is his quote.
This is not from yesterday's game.
Not from yesterday's game, but a couple of games before.
I think, yeah. I mean, listen, when you lose a mega piece like AD, it's going to take some time. Both offensively and defensively, how we want to play and what's going to be our rhythm and how we get into our rhythm. And I think, over the last few games, we've done a good job of trying to, this is where we're going to have the ball. This is how we're going to be effective. This is what we need to run and how we're going to, benefit from one another. And I also think that, guys knowing when they're going to play, they know in the rotations, things of that nature. So guys are just staying ready. Obviously, you always got to stay ready, but, guys will know their rotations and it's worked out a lot for us.
Yeah, so LeBron speaking on how the Lakers have been doing recently. They're adjusting, but it really doesn't seem to look like that. They've been playing some really not great basketball. They did lose to the Phoenix Suns the day before yesterday. They actually defeated the Warriors on last Sunday, and they defeated the Blazers. So they had a couple going for them, but before that, they faced some tough losses, and now they lost the Kings without LeBron in this recent stretch. I think load management.
Yeah.
But
just wait, one team that I really want to quickly highlight. What do you guys think of the Clippers? What do you think about the other team in LA?
The second best team in the league.
And Kawhi.
The second best team in the league or in the conference?
In the league.
Behind Brooklyn.
That's a hot take. Wait, so Lakers with
AD... I don't think that's a hot take at all.
Lakers with AD are worse than the Clippers with...
Currently, if at AD, a healthy AD to the roster, I'm taking the Clippers still.
Really? Why is that?
Paul George is playing great. No one's talking about
that.
Who
won the championship last year?
That's besides the point. That's last year, not this year.
The Lakers would have won that series very easily last year.
Yeah, exactly.
Who won the finals 10 years ago? Don't matter.
The Mavericks?
Yeah, the yeah, it was the Mavericks. The 2011
finals.
Against LeBron, in fact.
Against LeBron.
But honestly, how can you sit here with a straight face and say the Clippers are better than the Lakers?
With AD.
Paul George plays
with
good,
AD.
That's the deciding factor.
Paul George, is it? Because you have LeBron James, who's a top-five player in the NBA. Anthony Davis, who's a top-five player in the NBA, versus...
Okay, AD is not top-five.
He's a top-five.
AD is a top-five player in the NBA.
All right, so are we going LeBron, KD, Harden,
Giannis?
LeBron, KD, Harden, Giannis, AD.
LeBron, KD, Harden, Giannis, AD. Okay.
Yeah.
I'd argue Jokic or Embiid.
No.
Well, this season, Embiid's number one. Jokic is number two.
That's for MVP.
MVP.
Yeah, but I would not in the league. I would argue. I think Luka Doncic is a top two player.
I know you.
Him and Trae Young.
Yeah. But actually, something I wanted to get to later, where we'll discuss the Knicks first. Before that,
I forgot about Steph Curry.
Yeah, Steph Curry's playing amazing this year. He's carrying this Warriors team.
Yeah, so he's not even in playoffs.
But anyway, speaking of carrying, the New York Knicks and Julius Randle. Julius Randle was named All-Star. Our mission
I'm
is
sorry,
complete.
Julius. I don't know why. What did he do? What did this man do? How is he good now? Like, I just don't understand.
I don't know. I think this is a working theory. So you know how LeBron James is going to be starring in the hit movie Space Jam 2, which will inevitably be a hit movie. Jordan could never do that.
Jordan could never star in Space Jam 2.
So in the first Space Jam, I don't know if you know this. This is a very low-key scene. Michael Jordan and Bugs Bunny were drinking Michael's water, which was labeled Michael's secret stuff on it. And I think Julius Randle is having some of LeBron's secret stuff because he is having an absolutely amazing season. He should be an all-star starter. But anyway, they did face a tough loss against San Antonio.
Michael's secret stuff, is that considered performance enhancing?
I don't think so because it's just water. Michael Jordan said, in fact, he did say, it's just water. You guys had the secret stuff inside you all along.
Yes, but think about this way. What if
is
that
is
like
placebo?
Act as a drug?
Is it a placebo? Is that what you're saying?
# suspend MJ.
Yeah,
I mean, if
that's
Jordan
retired,
no, if Jordan's using dihydrogen monoxide, that's a performance. That's probably the biggest performance enhancer there is. All right, when athletes, I don't know if you guys knew this, but when athletes retire during a game, they will take dihydrogen monoxide and they'll feel so much better.
It enhances their performance.
Dihydrogen monoxide, probably the biggest performance enhancer there is. You literally cannot function without it.
Yeah, but
in the modern NBA, every player is on it. Every single player in the NBA is taking it.
Name one. They're all on it.
Yeah, exactly. Name one NBA player right now. They're all on dihydrogen monoxide.
Christian actually doing his AP research paper on the effects of dihydrogen monoxide in youth athletes.
Yes.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, but anyway, Julius Randle had a bit of a tougher game, 6 for 16, 14 points, 11 boards, 5 assists against the San Antonio Spurs team that's been on a roll
and one
recently.
L.
RJ Barrett, another. Like, yeah, he played a decent game, 5 for 9, 15 points, 4 for 6 from the line, which is good because he's a streaky shooter. Emmanuel Quickley, 26 points, was definitely the high point of the game, 6 for 13 from 3. But anyway, something that I want to bring to people's attention. Me and Matt were talking about this the other day.
This is true. We were.
This is true. When the Knicks were 500 or just above 500, 18 and 17, everybody was talking about, the Knicks are above 500, Knicks are above 500, Knicks are above 500. But you just can't do that. You got to watch them perform and then make your assessment. People are so quick to judge teams and players based on such minimal knowledge, and it's really infuriating. But anyway, I think
Kendrick Perkins.
We need to leave the Knicks alone. Let them do what they have to do on the floor. Let Julius Randle drink dihydrogen monoxide on the bench.
Maybe get a 9th seed.
And no, I think we could get. This is probably a not realistic goal, but I think we can get a 5th seed. I'm very confident in this Knicks team. I've talked a lot about Tom Thibodeau. I've talked a lot about
of trash
about Tom Thibodeau. About Julius Randle in the past, but I'm here for it. I'm ready. I repent. The New York Knicks, I believe, can grab a 5th seed if the Celtics just decide to stop playing.
Or
if they are
Joel
currently.
Embiid falls down an escalator at a mall.
He pulls a John Wall.
Unfortunate. That would be unfortunate. Because
I was sad.
Something I wanted to talk about, though, the All-Star game and the MVP race. KD is still captain of his team, but honestly, I think that they should just like leave him out and let
they should
Embiid
have just
be
had
captain.
Like people be picked and then not actually have a game and not like have replacements.
Why?
They shouldn't have an All-Star game. No one's gonna go.
Yeah, I don't think
no
they
one's
should.
Going.
I
no
don't
one's
think
playing.
They should have a game. I'm not a big fan of the game right
now.
Now
everyone's just gonna become an All-Star because no one's playing in it.
So everybody's just an All-Star.
It's a hot take.
That is a hot
why,
take.
Why?
I like that.
Why do you don't? Why do you not want an All-Star game?
Because no one wants to play. No one's
playing. Yeah, nobody wants to play. Nobody's gonna take it seriously. I don't like the fact that this All-Star game is going on.
I want all the contests and stuff.
I like the All-Star draft though, because I think that's just fun to see what players are gonna pick what players. I don't think KD should. I don't know how this is gonna work because KD is injured.
Oh, he's drafting.
He's draft. Well, but like, how is it gonna work? Because you, it's you, and then the four guys that you draft.
So, yeah, but I don't know. I just know he's drafting.
All right. Well, I think that's just a bit weird.
They confirmed it.
Yeah, I know. I saw that, but I think that's just a bit weird. But you're KD. You're on the clock first.
I think, did they say Tatum's replacing KD?
No, it's Sabonis who definitely
deserves
it.
Sabonis is the starter, right?
Yeah, I don't think so. Who is the starter?
Tatum is the starter.
Wait, so are they
why is it Jason? Why is Jason Tatum starting? He's not.
Would I make that up? Who was it?
I don't know. But it should be Julius Randle. But whatever. So you're on the clock. You're Kevin Durant. If you don't have to have the obligation of taking James Harden, who's your first pick in the All-Star game?
Kyrie Irving.
Giannis.
Why Giannis?
Because he's an incredible all-around player that can do pretty much anything. And if there's someone I want on a team to play against other incredibly talented people, it's going to be Giannis. If I can't take LeBron.
Yeah. Honestly, I would go with Embiid. I think he definitely deserves the designation of the first guy picked. I think he's on a roll this season. Or Steph Curry, because he's a fun player. And I think it would be fun to see Kevin Durant and Steph Curry on that same bench. But anyway, that's the NBA. That's what's going on in that league right now. In the NHL, it's a bit more calm, I assume. The Rangers are doing, you know, okay. Alexei Lafreniere picking it up with a goal assisted by Pavel Buchnevich and a win over the Buffalo Sabres. They're getting better. They got New Jersey today, actually. And the Islanders, I actually haven't been keeping up with them, but they're having a pretty solid season of their own.
They're doing all right.
Yeah, like 22nd in the division, 28 points. Yep, 12 wins, 6 losses, 4 in overtime, or 4 overtime losses, I should say. And they just, it's just going to be a very congested division in the Metropolitan, so that's definitely something to keep your eye on. And baseball spring training starting out right now. Not too much going on there, but everybody is very excited for Corey Kluber and the Yankees, or Gerrit Cole and the Yankees with the addition of Corey Kluber. Should be an interesting season over there. And now moving forward,
DJ LeMahieu especially.
I like DJ LeMahieu a lot. Moving on to topic of the week. So this topic of the week, we talked a bit about Jordan with Jordan last time he was here. And the topic is, if you could only eat one food, disregard the calories that it gives you, the health, if you could pick one food to eat for the rest of your life, what would it be? And if you pick something like tacos or pizza, you can interchange the ingredients.
I'm going to go burritos. And I'm a big fan of like wraps, burritos, and sandwiches, but a hot burrito, I don't know why. I just feel like it's more versatile than a sandwich. There's more you can do with it. Sandwich, you always have the risk of stuff falling out. With the well-made burrito, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, burrito keeps everything safe and secured. I don't like sandwiches as much as I like burritos because obviously, like you said, the variety, but especially because I'm a messy eater. I like my stuff neatly wrapped. And the burrito just gives it all gift wrapped to you. So honestly, I'd have to agree with your sentiment.
I strongly agree.
Wow.
Okay, well,
the first time that all agree on something?
Real. Are you sure, Matt? Are you sure you're not just saying that because we have 58
seconds left?
Where's
Tyler? We need Tyler.
Bonus topic of the week.
Okay.
If you had to choose one candy, and you can't have any other candy for the rest
one
of your life.
One candy. Reese's.
Reese's, really? A Kit Kat.
Bar.
But actually something, very quickly before we have to go, Reese's introducing a new candy. It's peanut butter with peanut
too
butter
political
inside it.
And
that
the podcast.
Is, you're eating peanut butter. Wake up, sheeple.
Oh, Chips Ahoy, Reese's Pieces. Chips Ahoy Chewy, Reese's Pieces, cookies are amazing. No, it's happened.
It's happening
right now.
Wow.
They're the best cookies ever.
Have any of you guys ever had Reese's Puffs?
Reese's Puffs. I've had Reese's Peanut Butter Chocolate Great One separate. Well, when they combine, they make the morning time.
Is it any good? Because I don't remember. I've never had it,
but I would like to try it.
Well, this was definitely an interesting one. We actually agreed pretty heavily on a lot of this stuff. If Tyler was here, I'm sure that he would mess it up. But anyway, that will bring our show to a close. Constantine Lambridis, Christian Selmayr, Matthew Pastier. We'd like to thank Mr. Doxy, Mr. Rashidi, Dr. Catapano, the administration of Class 2016 for their generous donation to our podcast setup, and viewers like you. Thank you. Have a good day.
Wash your hands. Bye.